Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. It's your favorite show without an intro, and we are live. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam. We have week two right on the horizon. How are you feeling?
It's a little bit of a downslate compared to last week, but I think we might get some better games than last week.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some sleeper games in this slate that I'm looking forward to, forward to watching.
The matchups are more even. Like last week, Florida, Miami, that wasn't really even. West Virginia, Penn State.
I mean, I don't even want to hear the name Florida come out of anyone's mouth. I mean, I got caught by them last year at Kentucky. I got caught by Sunbelt Billy this past week, and yeah, I think his time's coming to an end.
But we already said this before the season started, that he was going to be fired mid-season, and you, we're on Florida week one for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there wasn't much thought behind that. I guess I read into the swamp a little too much.
Wanted to bet against Miami.
That's also true. There's a spot where I could go against Miami where it kind of made sense, and I did it, and I got burnt, but you live and you learn. ACC is still wide open. Billy Napier won't make it past week six.
It doesn't help them that they have, the toughest schedule in college football.
Yeah, but that's, it starts, mid-season, I think, that, run comes
they have
up,
a 6-week stretch of just tough games.
Yeah, and he's gonna be gone, and he's gonna be gone fast. And then Urban's gonna come back to Florida, bring Florida back to the motherland. I mean, yeah, probably not gonna happen. They need to make a splash hire. They need to make a big name hire. They can't go out and hire another Sun Belt coach and fucking come in there and expect to win. You need a big time hire, whether that be Lane Kiffin.
I don't think he's going anywhere though.
I don't know. I think if a school comes in and offers him,
maybe
with the resources that Florida has, I think Florida has more resources than Ole Miss does.
Yeah, they definitely do. It depends how that season goes this year.
Ole Miss is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Ole Miss is probably going to be 10-2.
Yeah, they're kind of Penn State in the Big Ten every year.
Yeah, so. Just looking through the slate, I mean, the big games, Texas at Michigan. Texas is -7.5 going into the Big House. I feel like this is a trap game, but I feel like there's one guarantee in this game, and the winner is definitely going to make the playoff.
You think?
In my opinion, yeah.
USC, though.
Yes, but say Michigan goes 10-2. Let's just hypothetically mark the losses, USC and Ohio State. All right, 10-2 with a top five win against Texas.
Yeah, but I think it matters if they get in the conference championship.
Yeah, but I feel like 10-2 is probably going to be the cutoff.
Probably. I mean,
there's a weird situation, a 9-3 team, I think, can squeeze in.
Yeah, if they have monster wins.
Yeah. But I know it's early to be talking about marking your spot in the playoff,
Yeah,
this is a pretty marquee win.
I feel like no matter who loses this game, their season can spiral out of control quick.
Yeah, and I just don't see that being Texas.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I love this spot for Michigan to begin the year, but I mean, the quarterback troubles. I mean, it has to have you worried.
We can talk about Michigan playing possum against Fresno State and not wanting to show their playbook, but the execution just wasn't there with the plays that they were even showing. So, that's kind of worrisome because, say this game was, week 9, whenever, you know, you've got more rhythm and everything, I think the game's a little different. But it being week 2, you know, you got to be clicking. And Texas was clicking against Colorado State. Like, Colorado State's not like the like a powerhouse, but like I don't think they're no slouch in the Mountain West, and they kept Colorado State to 74 yards passing, I think. So
And Michigan also plays Oregon too, so
That's also, but we'll get into Oregon. Oregon did not look very good, and I actually, Boise State on the road at Oregon. Oregon has never beaten Boise State, 0-3 all time. And Boise Boise State has this running back that's a tank. Fucking Oregon, I don't know what they were on last week. Dylan Gabriel sacked 3 times against Idaho. Bo Nix only got sacked 6 times the whole season last year. So it's like, what is going to happen? And I think I love this spot for Boise to cover, at least. Unless Oregon just comes out like batshit crazy. And
that, I feel like that could very well happen.
Yeah, but like it's hard to just like flip that switch. It's easy to be like, Oregon should just like flip the switch. But if it's not clicking, you can't flip it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was pretty down on Oregon coming. Well, not down, but like I didn't get the hype, like for being just putting them in the top 4 right away.
Yeah, everyone was claiming them as Big Ten champs and national champs off the rip, and then they come out, they only win by 10 against Idaho at home.
Yeah,
when you put up a million yards, but you can't score. Dylan Gabriel gets sacked 3 times whenever they really don't have a sit-back, drop-back offense. It's drop-back and get-it-out type of offense, and you let up 3 sacks.
Yeah, it's not like he's holding it for very long.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that's worrisome. And then you got Boise State coming into town week 2.
Maybe if it was like at Boise State, I'd be like, oh, man, that would be a tough one. But I feel like Oregon rolls easily.
You think they cover the
yeah, I do.
The 18.5?
I'm not touching it just because of how they looked week 1. But
yeah, I think there's a couple spots on my card where I can just get absolutely toasted.
But you know that Boise State played a tough game with Georgia Southern last week too. Like, it's not like they lit the world on fire.
Yeah, but whenever your running back goes for, what was his stat line?
2267 and 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, like, I know that Boise State's not a killer, but a lot of teams played close last week. It's weird.
Yeah.
Texas Tech was in like overtime with, I don't know who they were playing, FCS Midwest. Like, that's not a real team.
Yeah.
I'm just saying a generic team. Who else was in a dogfight with, like, there was teams all over in dog, like, South Carolina was in a dogfight with Old Dominion.
Yeah. Arizona was in a tight, like...
Yeah, Arizona and New... I totally forgot, like, my brain was turned off for that night slate, and I, like, totally, like, have no...
Yeah, I mean,
but Arizona, yeah,
they're in trouble, I think.
Yeah, because Mick, whatever his name is, isn't going to be able to go for 300 every single week.
Yeah, it's literally just, like, a two-headed monster.
Yeah, they're definitely in trouble, but fun. It was fun, some Big 12 after dark. All right, let's get into some of these games. Let's get into Texas at Michigan, Texas -7.5. I honestly don't think Texas is going to have any problems with Michigan's offense.
Still losing those interior guys like Texas did, I think it'll show up where Michigan can, like, get the run game going and control most of that game. And I still am a big believer in Michigan's defense. I mean, they looked great. They're the only thing that looked great on Saturday.
Yeah, but Fresno State put together some drives.
They went and fall, like, passed all over them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not high on like, it's hard to get behind the Michigan squad who showed up yesterday or last week against Fresno State. It's just tough to do.
I don't think they played that great week one last year either. If I'm
correct. Well, yeah, it's a Michigan special. They start.
Sorry, my dogs are barking.
They start really slow every single year.
Yeah,
I think Bowling Green like played them tight last year. Like,
yeah. So why I wouldn't be?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's week two, so like they're probably gonna play the same way. It's not like they catch their rhythm like throughout the season. They're gonna have to get up and play.
East Carolina, but Harbaugh wasn't coaching too.
Yeah, because he's always suspended. He's always suspended, and then he wants to go out on these NFL pressers and, like, denounce the NCAA's credibility.
Well, he can't get suspended now, so.
Yeah, I know. No, I think I don't – unless Michigan really gets the run game going. I mean, Donovan Edwards had, what, 10 carries for 24 yards or something like that?
Yeah, maybe, like, 27.
Yeah, and he's – it's his first year being, like, the featured back, really.
Yeah, but he wasn't even really the featured guy.
He disappears in those type of games. But in a big game, he's going to come out. He's probably, it's just going to be the first drive. He's going to take 175 to the crib. Like, that's who Donovan Edwards is. Like, yeah. It's like, where's Donovan at? Where's Donovan at? Oh, big game. Oh, here's Donovan. Three tutties, 170 yards total offense. And
I want to see him, like, kind of like, you know, like Blake Corum did, just pound it the whole game and be consistent. Like, Donovan usually just broke off the big runs.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan's definitely got to execute way better this week if they want a shot, I think.
The throws were there. It's not like they weren't there.
Yeah, I know. It's just like letting one go, you know, shot play at the 50, just letting the ball hang in the air a little too long and orgy throwing one into the dirt.
I think Texas defense is a little better in the secondary than they were last year too.
If Michigan wants to win, then they're really gonna have to ground and pound and have success.
They're gonna have to do what they did last year and control the clock and play defense.
I don't know. I'm still not buying it. Let's get in the next game. One of my favorite games of the week. You got Pitt traveling to Cincinnati. Pitt traveling to Cincinnati. Favorite game of the week. Dogs going into Cincy.
That's kind of crazy to me, dude.
Yeah, Cincy. Oh, yeah, Cincy had a dog fight last week with, forget who they played, but they were in a dog fight. And they let up some explosives. I'm just road game. First time with this new offense, have to limit, cannot turn over the ball, cannot do anything bad. Really can't. I'm worried about I want to see what this defense does against, like, a power four opponent now.
Yeah.
Even though Cincinnati's not, like, a world beater, but I really want to see what this defense does.
Yeah, the defense basically only gave up 17 points last week, but Kent State was driving a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Those two turnovers, right? It was two that they were driving.
So. Yeah, so I don't know what the yards were last week, but it's honestly it's a noon kick. Cincinnati -2.5. I love it. Like, I love it. Pitt's ACC odds haven't moved at all. Don't expect them to. But going 2-0, like, this is – there's a couple things that worry me, but, like, this being a power four matchup, like, you can't be looking ahead to West Virginia next week.
Yeah, I don't think that's I don't know. I don't think they'll get caught in that.
This is a game that Pitt loses, though. Like,
yeah, it is.
This is definitely a spot.
I don't think they're looking ahead.
Yeah, so we'll see about that. I just want to see that. I want to see Desmond Reed's speed against some other power four opponents. Holstein.
Bartholomew had a nice game last week.
Yeah. Oh. And then Setterfield in his presser was even saying that Pitt's offense is like night and day from last year. Just watching it, they're scheming like guys open. They basically know where the ball is going before the ball is snapped. So we'll see. I think that's going to be a good game. South Carolina at Kentucky. Kentucky minus 10. Really not much on this game. Just that I think 10 points is a little too many points.
Yeah, especially for like a first conference game of the year.
But the thing is, I've gotten burnt before at Kentucky with Florida last year. And honestly, I think Beamer's on the hot seat if Kentucky just smacks them.
Yeah, especially after last week. They can't have, like, a bad showing.
Yeah, like, if Kentucky just, like, wipes the floor with them, I think Beamer's on the hot seat. And then I don't even know who they'd bring in. But Dylan Stewart, freshman defensive end, Ohio State almost got him. Yeah. Ends up going to South Carolina. He had a really good game against Old Dominion last year. I think he can cause Kentucky some problems. It was a weather game last week against Old Dominion. You know, you got Rocket in the backfield.
They ran the ball like 50 times.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's probably had to do with the weather because yeah. Zellers has an arm. So we'll see. I really like Kentucky. I mean, I really like South Carolina here. But Kentucky's like, this is a spot where Kentucky, like, you know, like, stomps out an opponent.
Yeah, they thrive in these, like, early year season, like, you know.
Yeah, this is where, who's Kentucky's coach again? Stoops, yeah. This is where, like, Stoops just, like, rocks your world, like, within, yeah, like.
And then a couple weeks later, they play a good team and they get smacked.
Yeah, then they get stomped out. I don't know who Kentucky had last week, but I'm interested to see how Vandergriff does. Brock.
They played Southern Miss last week.
They stomped them out?
Yeah, like 31-0. That actually, that Roadmaker from Florida State was the quarterback for them.
That's funny. Let's get into Michigan State at Maryland. I think this is a sleeper game of the week.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good game.
Maryland minus 9.5, which...
Rightfully so. I think that's a good line.
This is where, though, like, like we just said about Kentucky, earlier champs. Maryland's an earlier champ. Like, this is where Maryland just makes a statement and stomps out Michigan State, and then some weeks go by, and then they can't buy a win.
Yeah, I mean, Maryland still has all their weapons back, the receiver and running back.
Yeah, and they put up some points against UConn last week.
Yeah, I mean, so, UConn's not any world beaters, but it's not like it was, you know, an FCS team or something like that.
Yeah, we'll see how Childs does on the road. Michigan State did not execute at all against FAU. If they execute anything like they did against FAU, Maryland easily by probably like 3 scores.
MSU's defense looked pretty good.
Yeah, their defense looked good. They almost killed FAU's quarterback about on 4 different occasions.
All on, like, slides.
Yeah. All on slides, they were taking his head off. This is early tell game for Michigan State here, but I think I have Maryland.
I would take Maryland, but, I mean, I'm not betting this game.
Yeah, I'm not betting this game either.
Might be a late ad just because I want to watch the game.
Let's get into someone who's owned the rivalry for the past couple of years. Iowa State at Iowa. Iowa minus 2.5. I like Iowa here. Even Iowa State's got the vets on their team, it's a game that Iowa just always wins.
Iowa's my favorite play on this board this week.
Yeah, I like it a lot at Iowa.
Finally started to see some explosives in Iowa's offense last week.
Take that with a grain of salt.
I don't care who they were playing, dude. They never had that.
Yeah, I'm looking for the game. Hopefully big game Cade shows up in McNamara. Kirk Ferentz is back after his 1-game suspension.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I really like Iowa here.
I love Iowa. I mean, Michigan State, they got a lot of hype preseason. They only won 21-3 last week, though, versus North Dakota. So, I mean, again, don't read too much into week one. Everybody does it every year.
I feel like this is an early week two game for Iowa State. I know it's always played early, but week two seems early.
I feel like it's usually around week three, but maybe we're wrong.
I could be totally wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I'm just a casual ball knower. Nothing more, nothing less. Kansas, I like this game. Kansas minus 5.5 at Illinois.
It's kind of a trick. I mean, I'm a big Kansas believer this year. They have a lot of weapons back on offense. Defense returns some key players. I know they're worried about their linebackers and stuff in the run down there, but I mean, I would take Kansas. I'm not touching this game, though.
See, look, part of me doesn't want to touch it because I swear there's a ton of games that I've been screwed over down there in Champaign, Illinois. It's a weird playing atmosphere. Weird things happen.
Bielema, he's a good coach.
Yeah, Bielema's going to, you know, be fired up on the sideline, looking like he's about to blow. If Kansas State wants to touch the Big 12 title or come near it, this is a game that they need to, like, prove that they can win on the road.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is a big test. I mean, early.
It's, like, Illinois is a physical team. I mean, you can just, like, all right, so Utah's a physical team in the Big 12. Illinois is a physical team, but a lesser opponent. Like, this is just, like, you know, it's a matchup on, you know.
I'm not so much worried about their offense being, you know, because they like to pound the ball, but that defense, I don't know if they can.
You think Kansas can stop Luke Altmaier?
I think they can't.
Is that what you're saying? You don't think Kansas can stop?
No, I'm saying I'm worried about their run defense, Kansas.
So you think it's kind of a game that Illinois pounds the rock, controls the clock and stuff?
Yeah.
I could see that happening, but
I mean, I would take Kansas, but I'm not gonna touch it. I think it's tricky. You know, 7 o'clock at night in Illinois.
Is that on Friday, or is that Saturday?
No, that's Saturday.
Yeah, that is a weird spot, but I'm gonna be riding Kansas. Just early season Kansas, I can't beat it. I remember back in the day when Kansas wasn't very good. And
what, you would take them at the beginning of the year?
Well, I forget who they were playing. It was a lesser opponent. And it, like, went down the wire and I got them. This was, like, 2021. But, you know.
Leipold is, he's one of the best coaches in the country, too. So.
Yeah, I like Kansas here. Colorado traveling to Lincoln, Nebraska. Nebraska's -7.5. I bet you're surprised that this game's not on my card. I had to literally, like, beg myself not to put it on the card. After listening to Joel Klatt talk about Colorado, his alma mater, someone that he always goes to bat for, to hear him say that Colorado made no improvements from last season told me everything that I needed to know. So if I were to bet, I would be heavy on Nebraska. Minus the points, just because they have better quarterback play this year, and their team was, like, solid on both sides, and now they just have a better quarterback. So theoretically, they should be a better team as long as they're not turning the ball
down for at least that first half last year.
Yeah, so I'd like Nebraska here to win. At home, at night in Lincoln, probably one of the best home fields. Atmospheres that you'll get. I see a classic Matt Rule, like, beat down. Like, he's all pissed off from last year. Like, they probably should have won that game if they didn't turn over the ball as much as they did and give Colorado those opportunities. All the stuff in the media with Dion, like, kind of, like, pulling up, like, old receipts, like, taking stuff that Matt Rule said out of context, like, the players, like, saying stuff in the media about Rhule. Like, I think this is a massive get back spot here for Matt Rhule and the squad.
Yeah, especially at night too. They'll be ready for this.
Yeah, it's definitely a game that I think Nebraska's had circled for a little bit now.
Yeah, they'll be. I'm adding that to my card.
You're adding Nebraska?
Yeah.
Dude, I might ride Nebraska too, just because. I think I figured out the new strat with Colorado. Instead of touching them, just fade them.
Yeah. Yeah, but we did that at the start of last year, and we got burned.
Well, see, look, I faded Colorado all the way up to the Colorado State game. And then I was like, I'm just going to hop on them now. Overtime thriller.
Yeah, but then the next week was at Oregon. That was free.
Yeah, that well, originally I think that line was set at like, wasn't it originally set at like 14? Then it went up to like 21.
21, yeah.
Yeah, but I think before the Colorado State game, like if like 2 weeks in advance, I think it was set at like 14. Then it went up to 3 touchdowns after that showing against Colorado State.
Yeah, and Travis Hunter got hurt.
Yeah, that also, I totally forgot he got hurt in that game.
Yeah.
Tennessee -7.5 at NC State. Well, not at it. It's a neutral site in Charlotte. This one to me is a lot like the Michigan Texas game.
Yeah.
Tennessee looked like world beaters against UT Chattanooga. Texas looked like world beaters against Colorado State. NC State was in a dogfight with Western Carolina, but pulled away. Michigan was in a dogfight with Fresno State, but pulled away late. Like, and both the lines are set at like that 7.5 mark.
Yeah, I like NC State in this game. I don't think that Nico's just gonna come in and bite the world. Like, there's gonna be some growing pains with a freshman like that.
Yeah.
At night. Maybe NC State was looking ahead, you know, got a big week
two. Oh, they were most definitely looking ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they turned it on in the fourth quarter when they needed to. So, I mean, I'm not going to overreact to the week one, like I've been saying. That's the worst thing you can do.
In these types of games, I always like taking the more physical team.
Yeah, I think
NC State's more physical, but their offensive line really didn't show me anything against Western Carolina until late. Other than that, yeah. Like, Grayson McCall was, like, running for his life. So, like, I truly want to be on NC State here. It would bring me so much joy for another SEC team in a big-time spot to go down and to hear the excuses of what happened this time.
I mean, they could both go down. Another very bad weekend for the SEC.
If Texas and Tennessee go down, jeez. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I have...
I think Tennessee and Texas both probably end up winning, but I'm taking the points in both. That's a lot of points in a tight matchup.
I so want to take NC State, but I don't want, like, my card's so big right now.
Like, I think... It's kind of similar to Michigan, like you said. I think they're going to, like, try and shorten the game.
You have to. You can't go quick possession with Tennessee. They're going to
try and grind it out and make it, you know, limit the possessions.
You have a better chance winning when the other team's offense is off the field.
Yeah, especially when they're explosive, like Texas and Tennessee. Yeah.
I don't know.
State had a good showing against Western Carolina, that wouldn't concern you at all.
Yeah, I know, but like when it's like a when you're like losing in the third quarter, then
I understand.
it's like come on, when you gotta pull away.
I mean, they did eventually.
Yeah, run game, so as long as they, like, if they go, like, three, like, they need to put some offensive drives together. Like, three and outs is how you lose these games.
Yeah, because you get down quick, then you can't run the ball. You get away from what you want to do.
Yeah. Boise State at Oregon, minus 19.5. Talked about it a little bit already. I just don't know if Oregon's as good as everyone advertised them to be.
Yeah, I said this at the beginning of the year. I do not think they're as good as everybody thinks they are. Because I'm not like a Big Ten Dylan Gabriel believer. So.
Yeah, I'm going to take the better running back. I'm going to take the run attack. On the road, if you get that running attack going, I think this is a spot Boise State thrives in. Not saying that Boise State is going to win the game, but I kind of have been right the past couple weeks with some of my calls. Florida State, Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Boston College, Florida State. I don't know if that's just me fading Florida State because of...
Yeah, or, I mean, I think that's mostly what it is.
UNLV against Houston. Notre Dame at Texas A&M. Games. So, like, the road dog, I kind of got a thing for. And in this spot, I kind of like the road dog.
See, I can't do it. I can't take that game.
See,
just cause I feel like this is a, like, Oregon's probably going to lay it on. That's how I feel.
Yeah, but I remember, all right, I'll take you down in a story time. So it was Ohio State, probably, I don't know. I'll give you two Ohio State examples, actually. 2020 COVID season, and then I'll give you the 2015-2016 season, the year after they won the national championship. So the year after they won the national championship, same exact roster, but older. You would expect them to be better, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? They were in dogfights every single week. Maryland took them to fucking OT. Like,
yeah,
I mean, they just couldn't. They just couldn't turn it on. So like, these games, when these teams are in these spots where you're like, they should just turn it on. It's like sometimes, like, it's just not there. And the COVID year, like, Ohio State could not turn on that defense to save their life. Fucking Penix threw.
They didn't really have one there.
Penix threw for like 530 yards in the horseshoe. Like, sometimes it's just not.
Yeah, I mean, especially when
sometimes it's just not there for the season
too. Though, like, it's not like it's like the same guys.
Yeah, and we've seen Florida State this year get burnt on transfers. Like, you still have to invest in the high school recruiting, or else you're gonna get burnt. Because whenever you just turn to the portal to plug and play, it just doesn't. It doesn't work like that.
No, you can't. You
like,
can't
you can't overhaul together, a whole team and just, like, throw them together. Like, you have to value high school recruiting and growing homegrown and keeping those players there for those 2 to 3 years. Well, 3 years, but, like, keep them there from transferring and develop them. And then when they finally get to the field, it's, like, a messed product. You can't just go to the portal and throw shit together.
That's a big thing, too, for the quarterback. Like,
I
don't like getting just transfer quarterbacks every year.
Urban brought up a point on Big Noon. He said let me think about this before I say it. The only transfer portal quarterback to win a national championship is Joey B, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Or am I tripping?
Probably off the top of my head.
So last year, JJ homegrown. Year before that,
Georgia.
They
didn't get anybody.
Yeah, so
Bama never really got any transfers.
Yeah, it was Mac, Tua, Hurts.
Yeah.
So like
it's hard to mesh with your receivers just with like for a summer.
Yeah, especially so you bring in transfer portal quarterback, okay? Then you bring in transfer portal receivers. Then you guys...
Yeah.
Then, okay, so... Now you have people learning the new route concepts. Plus learning the timing with the quarterback. And then you only have... spring ball. Well, all right. So, all right, okay, you get there in the winter. There's winter. All right. There's winter workouts, but like, that's they're not installing anything. You're just getting like, you know, you're working with your whatever, and then you have spring ball, where you're like, you know, you start installing the offense a little bit, like portions. Then you have summer, which you're on campus. Months.
Yeah.
And then, whenever you're fully together as a team again, is fall camp.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I mean, I've never been a, like, I don't like getting a transfer quarterback. I don't think it's worked.
I mean, like Fields was a, Fields wasn't part of the transfer portal era because he still had he had to get his waiver from the NCAA.
I mean, I think like transferring and like, you know, waiting a year and then playing, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot different than just, like, just going and playing somewhere else.
Yeah, it's just, if you have an urgent need at a spot, I think the portal is, like, a great, like, if you, like, but, like, not, like, an overhaul. Like, Ohio State added 6 players.
Yeah.
But, like, they're all, like,
3 are the ones that, like,
well, I guess, as I'm saying this, fucking Will Howard's a transfer quarterback for Ohio State. You know, but then you got Downs. But, like, it's not like we overhauled our whole team.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Transfer quarterback for Ohio State. yeah, but I think you can. Like, it all depends.
You can win. It's hard. Like, Ewers was... But it's hard to win in your first year of transferring.
Ewers doesn't really count because he spent a semester at Ohio State then went to fucking...
And like, I mean, you look at the... I feel like you need a couple years. I'll say this. Like, it's not like that it's, like, impossible to win with transfers. Like, Penix, but he had a couple years at Washington. Like, that was his second year.
I just think it's, like, the plug and play.
Ewers was pretty early, so was Fields.
I guess it's situational, but if you're Florida State and you're just, like, going to the portal for your whole new team each year, I think that's where you're going to fail. Like I said, Ohio State, 6 transfers, but they still have all that homegrown high school talent that's still on the team.
Yeah, I mean, you still need to dominate the high school recruits. I think if you... I mean, that's evident if you even look at, like, the top transfer classes. Like, look at those teams. It's one of the top teams.
Yeah. Let's get into our picks. So, last week I went 5-3. Sam went 5-2. This week I might get burnt so hard that I'm just going to disappear off the face of Earth like Knowles321 on Twitter did. So I'll get into it. I got Texas -7.5 at Michigan. This one, I feel like if there's a game to burn me, this is going to burn me. Originally this was 6.5. If it was 6.5, I might have had
it opened at 4.
Yeah, like if I could have gotten it at that, it would have been bazookas away. Iowa -2.5 versus Iowa State. I think this is a spot Iowa always thrives in. The under in this game should also be in play. Kansas -5.5 at Illinois. Don't love it, don't hate it, but I'm a ride with Daniels. Boise State +18.5 at Oregon. We kind of just got into it a little bit about it. If Boise State gets that run game going, I think there's going to be a hard time for Oregon right there. It's going to be a hard time for Oregon right there. Northwestern I always need a Friday game. I always need a Friday game. And Fridays treat me well. Fridays treat me well. This is my Friday game of the week. Northwestern -2.5 versus Duke. I mean, watching Northwestern football, how can you bet against them? Right on the lake.
In a soccer field.
Yeah. But it's going to be sold out, or should be sold out, Friday night down there in Chicago. I really like Northwestern here. I'm kind of nervous, though. Depends what Malik Murphy we get for Duke. You know, Manny Diaz is going to be bringing the blitz packages for Northwestern. Well, for Duke against Northwestern. I like this game. I don't know what it is.
I kind of liked it, too, looking at it, but I cannot bet on Northwestern.
Hey, sometimes, it's all about making the money. This one might be my game of the week. I know I've said that a couple times. Syracuse Moneyline versus Georgia Tech. At home, a home dog in the Carrier Dome. Kyle McCord throwing for 300-plus last week against I don't know who.
Ohio.
Against Ohio. Georgia Tech coming 2-0. Georgia State last week against Tech could have thrown the ball if Valu knew how to throw a ball. If State's receivers knew how to catch a ball instead of begging for pass interferences, allegedly, that I've read. Give me Syracuse. I love this play. Absolute. Another play I love. Pitt Moneyline at Cincinnati. Give me Desmond Reed. Give me Kenny Johnson. Give me Bartholomew. Give me Eli Holstein. Give me Poppy Williams. Give me who else? Give me Derek Davis. Give me all the weapons on Pitt. Give me Cade Bell. Give me Nardog's defense that is terrible. Hopefully comes to life. This is totally a spot that Pitt loses. There is without a doubt that Pitt loses this game, but it's without a doubt that they also win the game. Pitt money line. So I have two plays that I'm going to put on my card. I don't know if I'm going to play them yet. I will play them, though.
So you are going to play them.
Charlotte plus 22.5 at UNC. UNC's offense is atrocious. Max Johnson, gone. Broken leg. Now they bring in Harrell. Harrell doesn't know how to throw a ball past 5 yards. It's no hate on him. Smart kid, great kid, valedictorian in high school, really smart kid. But I'm not betting on brains here. I'm betting on points. And I don't think UNC can put points on the board unless Hampton single-handedly destroys Charlotte, which is very well. This is why I have asterisks next to this. Amari, whatever his name is, Hampton, could go off for 35 rushes and
five touchdowns
with 275 yards on the ground. He could. But Charlotte is a tough-nosed, old-school-fashioned team that's missing a bunch of their starters.
Yeah, didn't they have
Yep. But it doesn't matter. They're tough-nosed. They're going to battle. There's no way UNC comes in here and throws the ball all over Charlotte. I was watching Harrell. Great kid. Smart kid. It looked like he was low enough for a 75-yard bomb down the field. But it was a hitch route. I just can't bet on UNC beating this team by more than 3 touchdowns. I just can't do it. Unless Hampton goes for 275-5, then I will be SOL. But I still like it. NC State, final play of the night. NC State, plus 8. Well, actually, the Boise State is the last play of the night since that's 10 o'clock. But final play on the card, NC State, plus 8. I don't love this at all. But I think Tennessee might be frauds. I'm going to say it right now. Nico, I might win the Heisman, or this might be his coming out rookie show that it's like, oh, this is big time college football now. This isn't UT Chattanooga, all right. But I could be totally wrong. NC State looked like dog water against Western Carolina, but honestly, I just don't think they were trying to show too much against Western Carolina. Yeah. And it was kind of a look ahead game, knowing that Tennessee's coming in to so NC State's traveling from Raleigh to Charlotte. So I hate saying it's at NC State because it's like 2 hours or an hour and a half from.
It's just like the Georgia game last week.
Yeah, and honestly, like Tennessee, it wouldn't surprise me if this is a 50-50 split crowd-wise. But the Vols are going to be disappointed when they're leaving Charlotte because NC State's coming out. Well, okay, that's all right. That's a wild statement because I'm taking NC State plus the points. Close game, but wouldn't surprise me also if NC State wins outright.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either.
Hold on, one more thing. If NC State if NC State's covering, they're winning the game. But if they don't cover,
so you think they either win or get blown out?
Yeah.
So why aren't you taking money line?
I just might.
All right, so I got Michigan plus 7.5. I think they're gonna get the run game going and just play good defense, limit possessions. I mean, I don't think they win outright, but I think they keep it tight, especially in the Big House. They'll be up for that one. NC State, just like you, Tennessee, we see it every year in the beginning of the year. Put up a lot of points no matter who they're playing. I mean, the defense is never that great. I think if NC State can put some points on the board, I think they can hang with them, especially getting 8 points. Give me that. Penn State minus 35. They play Bowling Green. Bowling Green just pretty much likes to run the ball, just like West Virginia. They're going to get stops, and you know James Franklin covers spreads. He'll throw and try and score till the end of the game.
God, love that about James. Yeah. Him and covering spreads against lesser opponents is one of my favorite bits.
I think they beat, like, every, like, non-P4 now team they played last year by at least, like, 50.
Yeah.
Except for maybe UMass. I mean, that was still about 40, but that was, like, a rainstorm. Which, it could rain, but hopefully it doesn't. Oklahoma State, Arkansas, over 62.5. Neither of these teams play defenses. And they're, I mean, Ollie Gordon can score 5 touchdowns himself.
Honestly, though, you know what? I honestly also don't mind Oklahoma State minus the points there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we should be fooled by Arkansas scoring 70 points. Who the hell do they play?
They played Arkansas Bluff.
Yeah,
I don't think they have a campus. Yeah. I don't think they have a campus. I think it's an online school located down there in Arkansas.
Arkansas the last few years has been good on offense and just terrible on defense, and I don't think that has changed. They got the transfer quarterback from Boise State on there. He likes to get out and tote the rock too. So I think there's going to be a lot of fireworks in that game. And I'm on Pitt money line too as well. I just don't know how their dogs versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati is not that good.
Yep. Your
offense is explosive. I mean,
you'll learn on Saturday why they were dogs, because they'll probably have 3 turnovers in the first quarter, and they'll probably like do something.
Pitt loss.
Yep. Like they'll fumble, then they'll get the ball back. It'll be an interception, and then they'll like score, but it'd be called back. Then the next play will be like an interception or something. It's gonna be a miserable game to watch because that's just how it's gonna go. Or they're gonna go into Cincinnati. They're gonna buckle up them chin straps and they're gonna smack Cincy without a doubt. And then they're gonna get in and out of Cincinnati and looking forward to West Virginia.
I mean that's where I'm putting my money. But Pitt always bites me in the ass whenever I bet them.
Yeah, and I don't love that you're on them. I'm going to be honest. I don't love that you're on them, but.
Iowa minus 2.5. I think Iowa wins pretty easily. I know it's a rivalry game. It's usually pretty close, but I think they win pretty easily that game. And then I just added Nebraska minus 7.5.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I totally forgot to put that in on my thing.
Yeah, I mean, after just talking about it out loud, I don't see how they don't win by 2 scores.
Dude, I must write Ola, like, thinks he's too Mahomey and fucking, like, showing some weird shit that turns into TOs. But, I just don't think Colorado's defense can do anything.
Yeah,
I think
that's what I'm saying.
Their offense is a one-trick pony. Like, it's either going to Horn or Hunter. And that's that. Still no run game.
No.
I don't know why Dallin hit and transferred there. He's number one on the depth chart. He's number two.
Yeah, but I mean, he did get the most carries though, so.
Yeah, but still not RB1.
Yeah, that's what I have 7 games this week, so the same as last week. Oh, another 5-2 week on the horizon.
So I have 10 games on my card.
Yeah. Oh. Could be great though. Could be a great Saturday.
Yeah, or it could be like, oh shit, I gotta go deposit more money into my account.
Everything I made that last week and more is gone.
Well, yeah, I should have made more if I didn't listen to your Michigan pick, but.
You said you wanted to play something and you liked it too, so don't even care. No, but we made it back.
Yeah, I know, but that we should have made it. We should times two.
Okay, it was a wash on the live bets there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I also did talk you out of Arizona. Why can't? Yeah, was it the? Yeah, it was the Arizona New Mexico over live.
Yeah.
So yeah, because we were on Washington minus 3 points. Well, it was actually only 60 before the game started.
Yeah, I know.
And they damn near got that in the first half. I was like, "Fuck, should have taken that." But I don't know. I'm looking forward to this week. Hopefully, I get this room all situated for Friday because I got Northwestern to watch.
Yeah.
Got Northwestern.
That's gonna be a great game to watch.
Oh, it'll probably be a rock fight, but we've been seeing a lot of rock fights.
Like that's like a slugfest, dude.
Slugfest. I don't know, but I'm looking for the slate of games. There's some sleeper games. Obviously, there's not the marquee matchups besides Texas and Michigan. But I think there's some good games. I think there's definitely spots that you can make money, like Pitt against Cincinnati. Games, but
better games overall, I feel like.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, the night game was decent. I mean, it was a good game, but a lot of mistakes, sloppy play. LSU-USC was good, though.
Yeah, so. Hopefully it's good shit. We'll see you guys next week. And, yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed the episodes this week.
Let's win some money.
They were, we were kind of all over the place, but, yeah. Peace out. Favorite show without an outro.